from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours."
Canadian missionaries, and they worked with the Saulwi tribes in what is now Erie and Jaya, back in the early 1960s. The Saulwi peoples were cannibals, and they believed that treachery and dishonesty, flattery, were admirable character traits. The Saulwi tribespeople used to befriend others and other people in other villages so that they could later betray them, kill them, and eat them. The first time Don Richardson shared the story of Judas Iscariot betraying Jesus, the Saulwi peoples thought that Judas was the hero of the story. The Richardsons spent months and months sharing the gospel with the people of these two neighbouring villages, Henman and Kamua. These villages were constantly at war with each other. But Don and Carol Richardson weren't able to convince the two villages to stop fighting. So finally they announced that they were going to move and live somewhere else. Well, the Saulwi tribespeople didn't want to lose the benefits of having Westerners living amongst them, so they decided to make peace with each other. Well, the Richardsons obviously wondered how peace could possibly be established, given the long history of hatred and treachery, the distrust that existed between these two villages. The next morning after the announcement, first a leader from Henman and then a leader from Kamua started to carry one of their infant sons towards the neighbouring enemy village. But as the leader from the Henman village walked toward the other village, other family members ran after him and snatched the child back from his father. And when he saw this, the Kamua father changed his mind and he turned around and walked back to his village. Well, suddenly a Kamua father named Kayo picked up his six-month-old son, his only child, and he began running towards the Henman village. Kayo's wife chased after him, pleading with him to stop, but she was unable to catch him and stop him. When Kayo arrived at the village, he came face to face with a line of his mortal enemies, all waiting. "Mahor," he called out to one of them. Mahor stepped forward. Kayo asked, "Mahor, will you plead the words of Kamua among your people?" When Mahor stated he would, Kayo continued, "I will give you my son and with him my name." Mahor picked up the baby gently and announced for everyone to hear, "It's enough. I will plead for peace up between us. Those who accept this child as a basis for peace, come forward and lay your hands on him." Well, the men and the women and children of the Haman village eagerly filed by, placing their hands on the Khmer infant. Then an infant from the Haman village was presented to Kayo, who made the same sort of pledge that Mahor had pronounced moments earlier. And when Kayo returned to his village, the people of Khmer similarly placed their hands on the Haman child as the basis for maintaining that peace. Well, Don and Carol Richardson were obviously concerned that someone with a nasty intent might harm these young children. But they were assured that the children would be carefully protected so that peace could continue between the two villages. When Don and Carol Richardson said, "Why is this ceremony so necessary?" the Sawi people answered, "You've been urging us for months and months and months to make peace. Don't you know that it's impossible to have peace without a peace child?" When the angels announced the birth of the Saviour to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2, they declared, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you this day is born in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace amongst those whom he favours." What the angels announced to the shepherds is announced to us as well. God has sent a Saviour to be born as one of us. God identifies with the human race, and this birth reflects his identification. This baby, Jesus, whose birth we celebrate tonight, is God's gift to the human race. He's a Saviour because we and all of the human race need rescuing from our rebellion. He makes a way for us to be at peace with God because our sins are forgiven. Jesus, the baby announced by the angels and born this day, is the ultimate peace child. When the shepherds heard the angel's message, Luke tells us further on in the gospel reading that the shepherds go on a journey to see what God was up to. And the shepherds invite us to go on that journey, to go and see what God's up to with this baby born today. And if we take up the shepherd's invitation to go and see what God is up to in Jesus, we should ask ourselves this question. Do we see a baby in a manger? Or do we see, like the angels said to the shepherds, "You will see Christ, the Messiah and the Lord"? Let's pray. Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, to sing the song of the angels, to have the gladness of the shepherd and the worship of the wise men. This Christmas Eve, make us glad to be your children and bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.